This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. With 72 days remaining until the House election, Prime Minister Sushila Karki urges political forces to prioritize national interest and respond to youth aspirations. Fourth National Dialogue on Anticipatory Action launched. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal pledges strengthened disaster preparedness and early warning systems. National Assembly lawmakers stress prioritizing ongoing development projects before new initiatives. And strategic Arctic interest heighten as U.S. revives focus on Greenland. Now, the news in detail. With 72 days remaining until the House of Representatives election, the Election Commission has clarified that the conditions under which candidates can be disqualified from political parties' proportional representation lists. According to the Proportional Election Directive, candidates are disqualified from proportional representation list if they have not completed the required cooling-off period after serving a sentence or if they have been convicted of serious crimes such as corruption, rape, human trafficking, drug offences, money laundering, passport misuse or kidnapping. The law also bars those convicted of crimes involving moral turpitude, organised crime, caste discrimination and untouchability, polygamy or dereliction of duty depending on the sentence and elapsed time after completion. Individuals sentenced to life imprisonment or to 20 years or more are permanently ineligible. In addition, blacklisted persons, those currently in prison, mentally incapacitated individuals, holders of permanent resident permits in foreign countries and anyone disqualified under federal law are not eligible to be candidates. Of the total 275 seats in the lower house, 165 will be filled through first-past-the-post system, while 110 members will be elected under the proportional representation system. In the meantime, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has said the Election Commission is fully prepared to conduct the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5, 2026, in line with the government's priority. Speaking at a discussion yesterday at Singha Darbar attended by Prime Minister Sushila Karki, political parties, Gen Z representatives and other stakeholders, Bhandari said most election-related preparations have been completed with only a few remaining procedural tasks. Furthermore, the Acting Chief Election Commissioner warned that security challenges could emerge if the security policy is not promptly updated and urged the Ministry of Home Affairs and security agencies to make timely preparations, adding that the risk assessment may change due to ongoing political tensions between old and new forces. Similarly, on the occasion, Prime Minister Sushila Karki urged all political parties to take part in the election process, stressing that unity among political forces is essential to ensure peace and security, specifically calling on parties that have not yet decided to participate in the elections. Prime Minister Karki urged them to join the process in the interest of peace and democracy. Emphasizing the aspirations of the younger generation, Prime Minister Karki was of the view that people are demanding change and called on all political forces to correct themselves, put aside personal interest and work collectively for peace, stability and the national interest. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Ariyal has said the government is fully committed to strengthening and expanding anticipatory action based on disaster preparedness, early warning systems and forecasting to reduce disaster-related losses. Speaking at the inaugural session of the two-day Fourth National Dialogue on Anticipatory Action in Kumaltar, Lalitpur, the minister said the program would promote new learning, innovation and stronger collaboration, contributing to the long-term goal of minimizing loss of life and property. Minister Ariyal added that Nepal remains highly vulnerable to disasters and weather-related epidemics, noting that climate change has increased their frequency and severity. The event was organized by the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, at the Issimode premises. Members of the National Assembly have called on the government to give special priority to completing National Pride projects within the stipulated time. Speaking at a meeting of the National Assembly's Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee held at Singhadarbar yesterday, lawmakers stressed that the government should focus on finishing ongoing National Pride projects before initiating new ones. Committee Chairperson Sonam Gyaljan Sherpa said the progress of National Pride projects has been unsatisfactory and urged the government to prioritize the timely construction of key development infrastructure. During the meeting, lawmakers also criticized cuts in budget allocation for major projects, including the Madan Bhandari Highway, the Marine Diversion Project and Rani Jamara Kularia Irrigation Project. They emphasized that projects directly affecting the lives of the people should receive adequate funding to ensure timely completion and effective service delivery. The Millennium Challenge Account Nepal Development Board, MCA Nepal, has signed two contracts worth about $23.7 million for the implementation of road infrastructure projects. According to MCA Nepal, a contract valued at around $20 million has been awarded to upgrade the Dhankhola Lamahi section of East-West Highway under the MCC Nepal Compact's Road Maintenance Program. In addition, MCA Nepal has signed a separate agreement worth approximately $3.66 million to supervise the upgrading works on the Dhankhola Lamahi road section and carry out periodic maintenance of the Narayanghat Muglin Highway. Under the projects, a 40-kilometer stretch of the east-west highway between Dhankhola and Lamahi will be upgraded and widened to 12 meters, while the Narayanghat Muglin Road will receive periodic maintenance. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Trade deficit continued to widen during the first 5 months of the current fiscal year despite a sharp rise in exports. According to the Department of Customs, the trade deficit increased by 10.52% compared to the same period last year. Meanwhile, exports recorded notable growth of 58.17% driven largely by edible oils including soybean, sunflower and palm oil which accounted for nearly half of total exports. However, experts noted that much of the export growth relies on processed oil made from imported crude rather than domestically produced goods. While exports growth remains encouraging, officials say the volume is still insufficient to significantly reduce the widening trade deficit, highlighting the need for diversified exports and greater domestic production. Leaders of the country's two major political parties, President of the Nepali Congress, Sherbahadur Deoba, and Chairperson of the CPN-UML, KP Sharma Oli, held talks yesterday amid ongoing political developments. According to the Nepali Congress Leaders' Secretariat, the meeting took place at the Deoba's residence in Maharajganj. The two leaders discussed contemporary political issues, including the overall political situation and matters of mutual concern. The Nepali Army has stated that it fully respected the decisions taken by the President and the Executive while helping normalize the situation following the recent Gen Z movement in the country. In an explanatory article provided to National News Agency yesterday, the Army said it was the responsibility of major state institutions to facilitate dialogue among stakeholders during times of crisis to prevent further escalation. The Army, through the statement, reiterated its firm commitment to the democratic system and said it always acts in accordance with the letter and spirit of the Constitution. Furthermore, in the statement, the Army said its role was limited to facilitating the end of the political vacuum created in the aftermath of the Genji movement. Now, on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has sparked tensions with Denmark after appointing Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry as a special envoy to Greenland, an Arctic territory that is part of the Kingdom of Denmark. Trump said the U.S. needs Greenland for national protection and taxed Landry with leading U.S. interest on the island. As reported by the BBC, the move has angered Copenhagen. Denmark's Foreign Minister Lars Rasmussen called the appointment deeply upsetting and urged the US to respect Danish sovereignty. Greenland, home to about 57,000 people, has extensive self-government and polls show strong opposition among residents to becoming part of the US. The EU has expressed solidarity with Denmark, while experts say the appointment highlights growing strategic competition in the Arctic, where melting ice is opening new shipping routes and access to mineral resources. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain mostly cloudy throughout the country today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the westerly winds across the country at present. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 6 to 8 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. With 72 days remaining until the House election, Prime Minister Sushila Karki urges political forces to prioritize national interest and respond to youth aspirations. Fourth National Dialogue on Anticipatory Action launched. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial pledges strengthened disaster preparedness and early warning systems. National Assembly lawmakers stressed prioritizing ongoing development projects before new initiatives. And strategic Arctic interest heightened as U.S. revives focus on Greenland. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com and mobile app and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.